Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God. Again, and this is part three the days of Noah and the red dragon. This has been a powerful revelation that God is giving to me to share. It's not a new revelation. Many have spoken on this over the years, but I believe that we are in the last days. The way the red moons are lining up, those individuals in NASA, they say that this will not occur again for another 600 years. NASA says not for another 600 years. So we are in a very significant time. We need to embrace and accept that. We need to recognize that there are levels of wickedness manifesting itself on this planet that we have not seen or at least heard of since the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, God is trying to tell us something. But before I move into the message, I just want to let you know that there are some very powerful things happening with the ministry, with Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. The workshops that are coming up, God has led this ministry to put on or to put together two free workshops coming up in March, March the 14th, March the 21st. These workshops are normally $40 plus the cost of the book, but the Lord Jesus Christ directed this ministry to do two of these workshops for free in the month of March. The first one will be entitled Deliver Us. Deliver Us. We'll be talking about prayer, deliverance, inner healing, intercession, exactly what did Christ do in the deliverance and the inner healing ministry. The book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be free as long as the stock holds up on March 21st. There's a workshop called God Shift. What is God doing now? How is God moving now? And the book that's free with this workshop is called Apostolic Manifesto. Again, the workshops are free. The books will be free also as long as our inventory is able to handle the demand. I suggest you go on the website www.dremaddox.org and get the information and register online. You can only register for one of the free workshops, and you must register online 4 days before the workshop is conducted. So again, these are free workshops. For more information, call 248-423-9289. Also, for the month of April, we're doing the Advanced 21st Century Leadership Workshops on Spiritual Warfare. That's Spiritual Warfare 1, 2, and 3. And my God, don't we have a wonderful surprise for you relative to these workshops. You again can go online and get the specifics regarding these workshops that will be conducted April the 11th, April the 18th, and April the 25th. And these are going to be workshops that are going to, I guess, excite you for the rest of your spiritual journey. I can just simply say to you right now, part one is going to be dealing with origins and bloodline of the Nephilim, origins of evil spirits, DNA, the issue of seed, that's part two, along with transhumanism. Part three is going to be dealing with witches and warlocks. Get that information, go online, register for these workshops. Now, these workshops are not free, but the ones in March, March 14th and March 21st, are dealing with Deliver Us and the God Shift. So please take advantage of what God is revealing in this latter day push to prepare his saints for the return of Jesus Christ. Now let's go to Genesis, because we have spent time there, our focus has been there, and what we're talking about has its foundation there. And it's important for you to understand this, because in all of this dialogue relative to pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, resurrection, rapture, pre-rapture, mid-rapture, after-rapture, it needs to be real clear in our minds about some of the things that are going to be occurring, because Christ made that statement, as in the days of Noah, so shall the end be. And as we get all caught up in eschatology and dealing with these things, that eschatology will cause us to focus on about when, what, where, who, who's going to be there, what's going to be where. We need to understand that Satan is going to be on this earth for a period of time with his minion in whatever form we want to call it, the beast, the dragon, the Antichrist, and they're going to be raining havoc down on mankind. And there is a reason, a demonic plan that was in effect in Genesis, the third chapter. It began in Isaiah 14 and in Ezekiel 28. But now let's go to Genesis 6:1, because I want to tie this into the book of Enoch, the seventh from Adam. Let's read here Genesis 6:1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took of them wives of all which they chose. I am not going to, at this point, try to justify the fact that angels did have sex with women. You can go back and listen to the days of Noah, part one and part two, for those explanations. Again, Genesis 6:2. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they were fair, and that they were fair, and took of them wives of all which they chose. Now, Genesis 6:3. And the Lord God said, the Lord God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. Verse 4, Genesis 6. And also after that, we dealt with that in detail in the first two parts of this message. And when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore them children to them, and the same became mighty men of renown. And God saw that wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of their thoughts, of the thoughts of their hearts, or of the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. 6:7. Genesis 6 and 7. And the Lord God said, I will destroy man I have created, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made him. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Now, we need to recognize something here. Grace, and I'll just interject this, grace is not the New Testament concept that we are being led to believe that it is, okay? It is not. I want to go quickly to Genesis 5:18. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And in 5:19, and Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah, and Methuselah begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365. Verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. You hear that, don't you? And God took him. God took Enoch somewhere. Now, I need to make you aware of a confusion that has developed in so-called theology. And Cain had a son. You know, Cain was the one who was of the wicked one, and he was driven from the face of God. Now listen to this in Genesis 4:17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, the same spelling. And he built a city and called the name of that city after the name of his son Enoch. Now, this is going to be critical when we go to the book of Jude. This is going to be critical when we read from the book of Enoch, because the Enoch that wrote the book of Enoch is the son of Jared, the seventh from Adam, as Jude identified him, and not the second from Adam, as we see Enoch, the son of Cain. Now, I'll just simply say, I can't spend time with this, but Genesis 4 is the birth of the counterfeit church, and Genesis 5 is the birth and the lineage of God's seed church, or what would become the lineage of Jesus Christ. Genesis 4 is what becomes the lineage of the Babylonian Empire, Babylon, and all of the counterfeit worship, counterfeit gods, satanic worship that we see engaged in this world today, the very lineage that has led to the destruction all through the Word of God and is leading the destruction now in the form of entities that call themselves by many, 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 many names. I just needed to establish that. Now, we are going to move and read some sections in the book of Enoch, the 7th chapter, and what you're going to recognize that is almost a direct word for word, not quite, but the wordage is very similar. And even in the book of Jude, Jude quotes the book of Enoch in several instances, as well as Peter. So I just want you to put on your spiritual thinking hats and prepare yourself to understand that what you've been taught relative to religion and false theology is not accurate. Is not accurate. Not accurate.
Revolution somehow.
God, praise God. Now I'm going to go to the book of Enoch, the seven from Adam, mentioned in Genesis, the sixth chapter, or should I say his descendant, Noah, was mentioned in the sixth chapter of Genesis. Enoch is mentioned in the fifth. Now, Enoch, chapter 7, verse 1, and I want you to understand the similarity of the language of Genesis 6. It happened after the sons of men had multiplied in those days that the daughters were born to them, elegant and beautiful. And when the angels, the sons of heaven, beheld them, they became, I guess, fascinated would be a word. The word here is Enamoured, and warned of them, saying to each other, come, let us select for ourselves wives from the prodigy of men, and let us begot children. Then their leader, Samazah, Samyaza, said to them, I fear that you may perhaps be indisposed to the performance of this enterprise. Listen to what they call it. Verse 4, and that I alone shall suffer for so grievous crime. These angels knew it was a crime. As Jews said, they left their first estate. They left heaven, as it says in verse 1 of Enoch 7. And then in verse 5, but they answered him and said, we all swear. Now I'm going to jump to verse 7. Then they swore all together and all bound themselves by mutual oath or exration, E-X-E-C-R-A-T-I-O-N-S, exration. Their whole number was 200, who descended upon Ardus, which is the top of Mount Armon. Verse 10, then they took wives, each choosing for himself, when they began to approach, and with whom they cohabited, teaching them sorcery, incantations, and the dividing of roots and trees. Verse 11, and the women conceiving brought forth giants, whose stature was each 300 cubits. Those devoured all which the labor of men produced, until it became impossible to feed them. Verse 13, when they turned themselves against men in order to devour them. Verse 14, and began to injure birds, beasts, reptiles, fishes, to eat their flesh, or eat the flesh of one another. They even turned on one another, and to drink their blood, vampirism. Then the earth reproved the unrighteous. Now, you can look these things up for yourself. But I'm not going to spend any more time in the book of Enoch, least not today, because there is much yet to do relative to what needs to be done in the quoting of the Word of God as we go now to the book of Jude, because you need to understand that there are some very exact quotes that Jude uses, and the wording in Jude is very close to the wording in Enoch, and the wording in Enoch is very close to the wording in Genesis 6, as we talk about the advent of giants and wickedness. Now, I want you to look at the book of Jude, and I'm going to skip down because I want to focus on verse 5. Jude 1:5 is only one chapter in Jude. He says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. Now listen to this. Isn't this a strange statement coming after verse 5 in Jude? Verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness into the judgment of this great day. The angels that we read about in Genesis 6 and Jude the 7th chapter are the very angels Jude is talking about here. Now listen to this. The perversion that they brought in Genesis 6 that Enoch talked about in Genesis 6 that Moses got revelation about. Maybe he did read the book of Jude. Obviously, not the book of Jude, I'm sorry, the book of Enoch. Evidently, Jude had some contact with those particular writings. Jude 1:7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, as are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So Jude is saying that the angels that left their first habitation did what those in Sodom and Gomorrah did. In fact, I submit to you, they're the ones who initiated it among men, and those in Sodom and Gomorrah had just reacquainted themselves with those entities that were responsible for the initiation of this filth. Jude 1:8. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Now, it is amazing. In Jude 1:11, it says, warn to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, my goodness, and ran greedily after error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. Now, this is something you need to grab. Jude 1:14, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, we read about him in Genesis the 5th chapter, prophesies of these saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. And if you read the book of Enoch, you will see that text. Verse 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among all of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. My God. Jude 1:16, these are mummers, complainers, walkers after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. But Jude is telling us, but beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you, verse 18, there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts And I'm going to interject here, taking the mark of the beast. Now, verse 19, these be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit, not the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of God. We need to focus on what our great God is trying to reveal to us in these last days as we move upon this earth. We need to understand, as in the days of Noah, so shall the end time be. Now, I want to go to Revelations, the 12th chapter now, because, you know, the red dragon is nothing but the same individual that we see in Revelations, the 12th chapter. In 12:1 it says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. That's verse 3. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now I want to jump back to verse 2, Revelation 12. And she being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. Now, the enemy in verse 4, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule nations with a rod of iron, Jesus Christ, and her child was caught up into God and to his throne. That's Christ. And the woman fled into the wilderness, that's the church, where she has a place prepared of God that she should be fed for there 1,260 days. And then in verse 7, war broke out between the dragon and Michael and his angels, and the dragon did not prevail, and he was cast out. Verse 9, and the great dragon, that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels cast out with him. He's coming with another deception, like he pulled off in Genesis 3, Genesis 4, amen, and all through the ages, but he was checked in Genesis 3. And it says here in verse 10 of Revelation 12, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come the salvation and the strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. But we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. It says here, therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he know that he has but a short time. His time is short. Amen, amen. Stay tuned. The saga continues.